Blog Talk Radio.
I won't let There's a story of an old sister who would come to church every Sunday. It was pain aching in her body. She would struggle from the back of the church all the way to the front pew, sometimes with tears streaming from her eyes. And one day, one of those young sisters got beside her, and she told that old sister, "Sister, if you're in so much pain, why don't you just turn around and just stay home sometimes?" That old sister just held her Bible close and said these words.
As I read the stories of old, and I look at old man Joe, she had lost everything that he had in just one day. Now can't you see him as he spoke with his wife? But she said, "You ought to curse your God and die." I can imagine with tears in his eyes, I can hear Joe say, "I won't let
the pain turn me around.
Though he slay me, I'm still gonna trust the
Lord.
No sickness, no sorrow, no pain. See, this is what I've learned. You see, when time in life gets hard, that's when you ought to fall down and worship God. So I won't let nothing.
She told us, she said, "Before I take it back, I'll add more stuff."
What about those Hebrew boys, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, when the king said, "Better bow down before that image that day"? Yeah, yeah. Well, those boys were scared of the fire. Hey, they looked the king dead in the eyes, with no fear in their hearts. I can hear them say,
I won't let nothing,
no, turn me around.
I won't let
no weapon formed against me to prosper. See, there's one thing I know. Sometimes we gotta go through the fire, but it's good to know Jesus will be right there by your side. I'm not gonna let nothing, no, no, no.
Yeah,
I'm gonna keep moving, and I'll never turn around. I'm determined, I've got a made up mind, I'm gonna get my crown. She told her, she said, "I won't let nothing, no,
everyone, and welcome to our morning words of encouragement. I am your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for tuning in on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you and we invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. We also ask that you invite others to join the call as well. Our morning of encouragement is a ministry of the Central Church of Christ located in Smyrna, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. Today's words of encouragement will be provided by Brother Roger Jones. We ask that you all please stop whatever it is you are doing to find yourselves a quiet corner and prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. Immediately following the words of encouragement, he will close us out with a word of prayer. Brother Jones, you are on the air.
Good morning and welcome to Words of Encouragement. We're in James chapter 3, verses 14 through 16, and we want to pick up with final point on false wisdom and teaching. False wisdom and wrong teaching arouses a lie against the truth. Now, this may mean at least two things. Number one, first, the false teacher is inconsistent with the Word of God. He is not living and teaching the truth. He is living a lie and teaching a lie. Some false doctrine and some false behavior. When an individual is at this point, this individual does not intend to be consistent with the Word of God, does not intend to live according to the Word of God. Secondly, it could mean that a false teacher is inconsistent in what he teaches and does. He teaches the truth, but he does not live the truth. This individual may be profound in their presentation, eloquent in their speech, teach the truth. But behind closed doors and sometimes even publicly, that teacher that teaches the truth does not live according to their truth. Jesus said it this way in Matthew chapter 7, verse number 21. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven. Again, in Mark chapter 7, in verse number 6, he answered and said unto them, well hath Isaiah prophesied of you hypocrites, as it is written, this people honoreth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. Paul, instructing the Roman Christians in Romans chapter 2, verses 21 through 23, thou therefore which teachest another, teachest thou not thyself? Thou that preachest a man should not steal, dost thou steal? Thou that sayest a man should not commit adultery, dost thou commit adultery? Thou that abhorrest idols, dost thou commit sacrilege? Thou that makest thy boast of the law or the word of God through breaking the law, dishonorest thou God. Paul very pointedly and clearly stated in Titus chapter 1, verse 16, these type of false teachers and wisdom, they profess that they know God, but in works they deny him, being abominable and disobedient, and unto every good work reprobate. John, the beloved apostle of Jesus Christ, in 1 John chapter 3 and verse number 18, my little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, indeed and in truth. Ezekiel, that major prophet of the Old Testament, in Ezekiel chapter 33, verses 31 through 32, he penned these words, and they come unto thee as the people cometh, and they sit before thee as my people, and they hear thy words, but they will not do them. For with their mouth they show much love, but their heart goeth after their covetousness. And lo, thou art unto them as a very lovely song, as one that hath a pleasant voice and can play well on an instrument. For they hear thy words, but they do them not. Note the source of false wisdom and wrong teaching. They are not of God, but of the earth. Sensual, unspiritual and devilish. False wisdom is of the earth. It centers and focuses upon the earth. It follows the nature of men of the earth, instead of God and his word. It teaches the great ideas and principles of the earth instead of God and his word. It challenges people to seek after the aims of the earth and its leaders instead of the aims of God and his word. And it focuses upon life now, life upon the earth, what we can accumulate and as far as wealth and material possessions are concerned, and neglects life eternal. The point, beloved, is not that the great ideas and aims of the earth and its leaders are all wrong. They are not. There are some great leaders upon the earth, just as there are some foolish and evil leaders. And ideas and aims of great leaders are often for the betterment of man and the earth. Therefore, we are to do all we can to help these leaders. The point is that heavenly wisdom, the wisdom of God and his word, the Bible, are the basis of true wisdom. Therefore, any wisdom that neglects heavenly wisdom has a serious flaw and shortcoming. No teacher, minister, member in general is ever wisdom, and wrong teaching focus only upon the earth and neglect the wisdom from above of God and his word. False wisdom and wrong teaching are sensual, that is, natural, unspiritual. They are of man himself, and they focus upon man as an animal and neglect the fact that he is a spiritual being. They concentrate upon man as a physical and mental being, stressing humanism, education, technology, science, health, comfort, and peace. They tend toward bettering man's life on earth and ignore and neglect and deny that man is spirit. They have no belief, or at most a hazy belief, in life after this world. And finally, false wisdom and wrong teaching are devilish or demonic, such thing as pride, self-ambition, bitterness, envy, strife, creating uneasiness and division, and teaching false doctrine are not of God. They are of the evil one, of the devil himself, and a teacher who selfishly seek to promote self and does things is following and acting just like the devil himself acts. In Jeremiah 4 and verse number 22, Jeremiah said, "For my people is foolish." God said, "They have not known me. They are sottish children, and they have none understanding. They are wise to do evil, but to do good they have no knowledge." Paul in Romans 1:22, professing themselves to be wise, they become fools. Paul in Colossians chapter 3, verses 19 and 20, "For the wisdom of this world," 1 Corinthians 1:3, 19 and 20, "for the wisdom of this world is foolishness with God. For it is written, the wise in their own craftiness. And again, the Lord knoweth the thoughts of the wise, that they are vain." Shall we pray? Our Father and our God who art in heaven, we come with bowed heads and humble hearts, thanking thee for this opportunity. We trust and pray that all on the call, whatever we may be going through, that you would give us the strength to endure, that we would hold completely to your unchanging hand. Bless those that are sick, those that are struggling with finances, those that are struggling with unfaithful mates, those that are struggling with disobedient children, those of us that may be struggling with members of the body of Christ that are cantankerous and hard to get along with. Give us the patience, the love, and the compassion to deal with them as you would have us to do so. Father, we ask that you go with us through the furtherance of this day. Help us to walk worthy of that vocation wherein you have called us. that we may bring glory and honor to your majestic name. And that will be enough. In Christ Jesus' name we pray and ask it all. Amen.